Today's share in the Dear Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Ches Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning today Simen Resh Samach Dalid, which deals with Dine Hapsil of Hashem and the laws of the wicks and the oil that you're going to use to light the Shabbos candles. The Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Ein Osim Psila L'Ner Shel Shabbos. You're not allowed to use various types of wicks on Shabbos. These are true Bei Ner Shel Shulchan. This is for the primary candle that you have on the table. Bein Kol Ner Shemadik B'Bayis, as well as the other candles that you're lighting throughout the house, as we spoke about previously, to make sure the Shalom Bayis and to make sure that you don't stumble. You're not allowed to use midova sheho or eno nechazbo. You're not allowed to use types of wicks that the flame doesn't really attach itself well to the wick. El nisrach sivav, it just, so to say, goes around it. It's enveloped around the wick. Vashalhevis kofetzis, and the flame jumps, the flame flickers, but it doesn't really catch well. And we're concerned in this situation that you're going to adjust the flame. And these examples include kigon semer, if you have wool, viseyar, hair, lachayotzebem, or other types of wicks like this. But what you should do instead is take a wick, elo midova shehor nislabo. You should take a wick that the flame is well attached, it hangs well on the wick. For example, kigon pishdan nefutza, various types of flax, combed flax, beged sheish, linen, v'tzemer gefen, cotton, and kanbus, it's usually translated as hemp, v'chayotzi ben, or any other type of a material that will burn well. The wick will take the flame very well, and in all of these situations, you won't come, chas v'shalom, to adjust the flame on Shabbos and be over havara on Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Lener Shel Shabbos, points out that this doesn't apply to Yontif. Avol Yontif, mutter kol hapsilos v'ashmonim, chutz mishem and sreifa. But on Yontif, you're allowed to take all different types of wicks and as well all different types of oils, except for the shem and sreifa, which is oil that is a mitzvah to burn, for example, truma that was temeya, for example. And this is based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chavdal Amud Aleph. He also points out that you shouldn't use itron because there's a mitzvah to have Shabbos licht on Yontif as well, and the itron will be foul-smelling and people will leave the house, so therefore, even on Yontif, you shouldn't use itron as well. The Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Aleph writes, Hatam bipsul psilos ushman, and the reason why you can't use certain types of wicks or oils, the oils we'll explain in the next sif, she'ein me'irin yofeh, because they don't light well. The chayshinan, and we're concerned because they're not lit well, shemayata kli, that you'll adjust the utensil, the lamp over here, shiyavu Hashem and besocho, el hapsilo kideshi idlak yofe, and you'll come to adjust the wick and the oils that they'll light better, and therefore, v'chay mishumavir, and this is an issur of havara on Shabbos. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah lists kanbus, which the Mechaber said was one of the acceptable types of wicks. However, he brings down from the El Yerabah, kosav denochen lahachmir lechatchila bekanbus imef shobi acher. You shouldn't use kanbus, if at all possible, to use something besides this hemp, because it doesn't light so well. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hagoa, v'im hidlik bedvarim la'asurim, if you used any of these prohibited items, also lishtameis la'oro, you're not allowed to use that light, because you're going to come to adjust it. And this is brought down in the name of the Tshuvas HaRashba. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Gimel explains, this is true, this Dvarim HaAsurim over here includes Bein Psul Psilos, whether they're Psilos wicks that are Pasul, or Bein Shmanim, or whether they are oils that are prohibited, as we'll learn in the next Sif. Sivkot and Dalit, also Lishtamish, you're not allowed to use them. Afilu Tashmish She'ein Tzarech Iyan. This is true even for the type of work that doesn't require a great deal of light, and you won't have the concern Shemayata, because it doesn't need a lot of light. Nevertheless, it's prohibited to use them. Because if it was talking about something that's like fine reading that requires a good deal of light, it would be also. You can't even use a good lamp for reading fine things on Shabbos because you may come to adjust it, as we will learn. Notice here, Chazal, they don't like to spell out Reish Ayin Hey, which would be the normal way we pronounce this because it says raw, so they instead switch the letters around and they call it Simen Ayin Reish Hey. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down Vataz Lekamim Besimim Tofresh Ayin Gimel Kosav Debinyonenu Afilu Biyesh Acher Imo Shiro. So even if there's another person that's with him that can say, "Hey, stop adjusting it," you still can't do this. So Afilu Hachi Asur Diev Shalizar Shlo Yata, because it's impossible that the person will be able to watch him all the time, and you may come to adjust it, which would be an Issur Deraisa of Havar. Then the Rama brings down V'yesh Omrim, D'imyesh Ner Echod Midvarim HaMutarim. If you have one candle that's made out of permissible wicks and oils, Mut L'shtamish L'or HaCherim, then if there are other candles there that are not good, you would be allowed to get benefit from all of those lights. V'chein Dover She'evshor Below Ner And likewise, for something that you could accomplish and do without any light at all there, so the extra light from this candle there really won't impact you, then you are permitted to do this even in the presence of these prohibited types of lamps. Or the Tzorach Shabbos, and likewise, if you're doing it for the purposes of Shabbos, Yesh Lahalka B'Di'evet, he brings down from the Agos Mordechai, that one could be permitted to do this B'Di'evet, if it was already lit, one could use this light. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Hay, Mutu L'Shtamish, you are permitted to go and use this over here. Afilu Aneros Omdos B'Cheder Acher, even if the candles are in another room, the good candles versus the bad candles. The Kivin Sheesh B'Malkum Echod Ner Kosher, since you have at least one good candle, Yitzko, that will remind you, V'lo Yata Gam B'Mekomos Acherim, you likewise will not come to adjust the candles that aren't so good, because you have the one good candle reminding you, even if it's in another room. Kain Pirish B'Magen Avram, this is the opinion of the Magen Avram. However, Ube El Yerabah Kosav, the El Yerabah disagrees and says Shekavonas Ramah, the reasoning of the Ramah over here is Hainu Davko Beosu Cheder Atzmo. It's only if the candle that's good is in the same room as the candle that's not good. And he says V'ain in the Bir Hagroa B'Dibur Amaschu V'Yesh Omrim De'im V'Chule. Then he says Medame in Yoneinu L'Ner Chanukah La'Yesh Omrim Azeh. He compares our situation of the Yesh Omrim over here, this kula that we just brought down, to the same situation of Ner Chanukah, where you're not allowed to get benefit from the lights of the Chanukah licht. However, you are allowed to benefit from the Shamish. And he says, Vishon, over there by Ner Chanukah, Halo Einu Mutu L'Shtamish L'Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to get benefit from the Ner Chanukah. Ki im kishahaner kosher omed etzlam velo b'cheder acher. If the shamish is right there, the fact that you have a light on in another room doesn't let you get benefit from the ner Chanukah. It's only because the shamish is right there. So too over here, Hari di meforish kel yerabba v'chein b'sefer korban nisano machmir kisha omed b'cheder acher. That it's no good if the good candle's in another room. You must have over here the candle in this room with the bad candles. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Vav writes, below Nair, without any candle there at all, you can do the activity. Kigon, Lishkad Bechedit, you want to lie down in a room. Oh, Lim Shoch Yaim in Amartik, or to take out some wine over here from your wine cellar. And Mr. Bruce says, Vahainu Derech Kli, you taking the wine out via some sort of a vessel, Shikorin Han, which in the Targum at the bottom in footnote number one says it's a braz or a spigot, or Lieber Beloshen Ashkenaz, or it's some sort of a lever or some sort of a spigot over here that you're withdrawing the wine. You don't need a lot of light to see to do that. However, Avalo Derech Barza, but you're not allowed to use it via Barza. A Barza, it says in Tirgum, the footnote number two at the bottom, Nekev Bechavis Lotzoas Nozlim. This is some sort of a hole in the barrel, and the wine flows out from it, and normally would be stopped up. Shayapokuk Bipkatz Eitz V'chadom. It had some sort of a stopper on it, and just pulling out that stopper, that requires a decent amount of light. But if you're taking it from some sort of a spigot, you don't need a lot of light, and we're not concerned, Shemayata, that you'll come to adjust it. The issue foot number two has a very important point that he brings up from the Shaar HaTzion in Hilchos Chanukah in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. He says, what happens if you don't have a shamish and a person just walks in the room? Now, normally walking, you don't necessarily need the light there, but you're technically benefiting from the Chanukah licht. So he says, Mutul Aleches Li'orim, you are allowed to walk with the light of the candles of the Chanukah licht benefiting you. Then Mechuyiv La'atzol Meseilav, you don't have to close your eyes. That's not really called getting benefit. So sometimes you're walking down into your living room where your candles are lit. The shamish went out already, the other candles are lit, and there's no other light there, so you're allowed to walk through your living room to get to wherever you're going. It's not considered using the Chanukah licht and getting hanoah from them. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin writes, Mutula, so you are allowed to do this. So the El Yerabah Pirish, Davko Kishiyesh Al Koponim Ner Echod, Kosher Babayis. You must have at least one kosher candle in the house. As we pointed out, the previous machlokas, does that be in the house or in that same room? In this situation, going like the opinion of the Magen Avram, that you're allowed to have it even in another room, as long as there's one candle in another room. But others explain you don't need both over here. You don't need to have a candle lit in another room, and it's an activity that doesn't require a lot of light, but it's sufficient if it's just an activity that doesn't require a lot of light. So even if you don't have a good candle, you just have the bad candles, you're allowed to do this. The issue foot number three brings down in more detail that there's a machlokas between the Divrei El Yeraba and the Magen Avraham. And he writes, according to the El Yerabah, you need both kulas over here. You need the Ner Shel Heter someplace either in the house or in the same room, according to the Machmirim, and you need to have Hishtamshush She'enu Matzricha Ner. And you also have to have the second qualification that it's the type of activity that doesn't require a lot of light. However, the simple understanding of the Magen Avraham is you only need one of the two. She'esh Ner Shel Heter, then even in another room, Muteras Afilu Hishtamshush HaMatzricha Ner, then you're allowed to even use it for something that does require light. Or, if there is no good candle, then it has to be something that doesn't normally require a lot of light. This discussion can also be seen in more detail in the Chafetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskil Yesh Lahakil Bidyevit. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches writes, Bidyevit, it's acceptable, the Ramah brings down, if it's Letzorach Shabbos, V'im Yesh Ner Echad Kosher, V'yom Medetz Lo Ner Pasul. And if you have a good candle next to a bad candle, so the Kosher of the Magen Avraham, the Mutal Ishtamish Afilu Shalol Letzorach Shabbos. As we just pointed out, the Magen Avraham's opinion is that you can use this even if it's not Letzorach Shabbos, Deloye Elo Ner Echad Bilchot, because we shouldn't view it as being worse than just having a good candle alone. And he says, which I just mentioned, has a further discussion of this. This is only true that we're saying over here that you can use this if it's already been lit, so now, b'di'evit, you're allowed to get hanoah from it. Because we're relying upon the fact that since you have a good candle, that will remind you or you won't need to adjust the bad candle. However, but he brings out from the Prima Gadim Lavush that you shouldn't do this lechatchila. Well, I'm going to be able to do this b'di'evit, so let me even do a lechatchila. I'm going to light a good candle, and I'll save money and light a whole bunch of bad candles, so that you're not allowed to do. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Karach dover shemadlikim bo, al dover she'en madlikim bo. If you wrap around the wick something that you are allowed to use around something that you're not allowed to use, so im niskavi lahavos, if you're doing this in order to have a thicker flame, pirish lasosova, to make it thicker, so hapsila, to make the wick thicker, so it will be a better flame, kidei lahosif ora, and you're doing this in order to have better light, also, then you're not allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot and Tes. Afti ato aide hakricha ha'or nechaz umer yofet v'lo asil hatos. Even though via adding the good to the bad wick and making a thicker wick, it will not need to be adjusted and it will burn well. Afilu hachiyosu. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber is saying it's still no good. Why? Gezeira shema yadlik bo levado. We are concerned over here, and this is brought down in the Sharet Zion Ozayin in the name of the Rosh, that you will still come to use this next time alone by itself. If we allow to use it in combination now, you won't realize that it's the combination that makes it good, but you'll think that each wick is perfectly good, and you'll come to use the bad wick next time. Back to the Mechaber. V'im niskavin lahakshos hapsila, but if your sole intention is just to harden the wick over here so it shouldn't flop over, kidei she'tei omeda, so it should stand up straight, v'lo tishalshel limata, it shouldn't roll down or lean over towards the side and not be able to be lit well, then it is mutter, that is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkon Yud, afilu madik shneim yachad, even if you light them both at the same time, tekivin she'enu mechavin lapsila lahadliko, lo gazuba, since your intention isn't to light the other wick, the poor wick. Your intention is just to use the poor wick to substantiate and support the real wick. So therefore, the rabbis in this situation did not feel it necessary to make a gzera, because the person won't think next time he can light that one alone, because he realizes he's not really using that one to light, he's using that just for support. The Mechaber continues and he says, umitamzeh, based upon this reasoning, mutu lichroch dover shemadlikim bo ayidei gemi okash kidei litin apsilo bashoshes. He says, this is the rationale via which a person is allowed to put a wick in with addition to the wick that he's using that lights well. He can put it in with some sort of a gemi, some sort of piece of wood, bark, okash, a piece of straw, in order that the wick will be able to stand up in the lantern and will not fall over, and you can use this lantern, this ashoshes, to provide you with light. Chavetz Chaim and Dibra Maskel al Gabi Gemi explains for the Magen Avraham that the specific reason why he mentions over here Gemi or Kash, this bark or this straw, came in the Lochazi Lepsila Beinayu. By themselves, everybody knows that they don't burn well, and therefore, Leiko Lemigzar Shema Yidlak Bo Beinay. You don't have to be concerned. The rabbis didn't have to make a gzera over here. Don't use this in the concern, like we said, when you have a good wick and a bad wick, that maybe next time you'll just use the bad wick alone. Here, nobody in their right mind would use the gemi or the kash as a wick. It just doesn't burn well, and therefore, alkein afilu niskavi lahavos apsilo shori. And therefore, even though your intention here was to make it thicker, nevertheless, the rabbis didn't have to make such a gzera, and this is Adkan Lashono, this is the words of the Magen Avraham. He does bring down, however, from the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and as well others, that they don't necessarily agree with this approach. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah nosnin gargar shomelech. We can take a grain of salt, a piece of salt, or gris shel pul, or a split bean over here, Al pi haner, on the wick over here, b'erev Shabbos, kidei shehei dolek yofe b'Shabbos. You are allowed to add this. This is similar to the gemi or the kash. You don't light salt, and you don't light this split bean over here, this gris shalpol, and you're only using it over here to strengthen the flame in some way, and there's no concern that you'll end up lighting this on your own next time, and therefore it's permissible to add these things before Shabbos. Note, it has to be before Shabbos in order for this to be allowed, and it's not a problem that you'll come to use these non-good wicks in a future situation, so the rabbis did not make such a gzera. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, and how does the salt work? It somehow clarifies or it clears up the oil that you're using, that now the oil will be drawn up better into the wick by putting a little piece of salt over there. I'm not sure the mechanics of this, but that's what they're working with, this idea. Now, in Dishavut number 4, he points out, but to put this salt on Shabbos itself, Rav Yashiv is medactic over here from the Lashon that says you can do this on Erev Shabbos. So he says you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. It may shagorim tzas havara b'Shabbos, because you are causing somewhat this havara to occur on Shabbos. When you do this on Friday, we're not concerned about it. But if you do it on Shabbos itself, then it would be a concern. Finally, Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're allowed to use this split bean over here, this gris shalpul, and he says, "Kidei lo niach apsilo lov." Again, you're putting the wick on top of this, and it will somehow burn better. Ubatosef, the Perek Beis, isa tam osakein, kidei sheyei shoet v'dolek. It will cause it somehow to be delayed and to light well via doing this. We'll just quickly begin Siv Gimel, just started. Ein madlikin ner l'Shabbos ele mishemen hanimshoch achar psilo. Just like we had the wicks that you should use, so now the Mechaber is telling us over here that you're not allowed to use oils on Shabbos that don't go well into the wick. In other words, they're not absorbed well into the wick, and you may come to have to adjust it, the same reasoning. Well, l'fikoch, therefore, the Machaber tells us, "Ein madlikin bezefes v'lo b'shava v'lo b'shemen osi mishemen gefer v'lo alya v'lo b'chelav." All the things that we're familiar with from Bamei Madlikin, he tells us you're not allowed to use any of these types of things. And Yetz Hashem, tomorrow we will discuss these in more detail and do the Mishnah Berurah on them. That will conclude today's shir.